It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts.
You've just had the business update. It's a Wednesday. So, yeah, you know it's time for the glass ceiling. Who should be responsible for running the household? Who should be responsible for running the household? Over the last 2 weeks, I brought you the story of Emerald Udakaji of Ebonyi State, who was a special assistant to Governor David Umahi and had to resign to save her marriage. And when we talked about it, when you and I talked about it, some of you sympathized with her and said that she should not have been made to resign. Some of you said she did the right thing because she needs to make sure that her home runs smoothly. And when I asked why the husband couldn't be the one who made sure that the house ran smoothly, some of you said, well, that's not just the job of the husband. That's not the husband's job. So today, let me tell you the story of another man who felt that in the home, chores were not his job. Chores were the job of his wife. He shared his story on Twitter. So now I'm sharing it with you. He said he grew up believing that as a husband and father, all the man needed to do was work and provide for his family. And so he was a very hard worker outside. Worked more than one job sometimes. But he felt that was it. He had done his part. Everything that needed to be done in the house, well, that was his wife's job. Now, I should point out here that his wife was not unemployed. He said that she had a business and she was running it herself. So basically, she was working outside too, but also coming home to work to keep the house running. On the other hand, the husband said whenever he got home from work, he would sit down and relax. His own day was over. So anyway, he's telling us a story. And he said one day, he got home a bit early and he asked her to bring food. She told him to wait because food wasn't ready. Maybe he should eat some bread while he waited. And he got angry with her because according to him, this has been happening recently. He got so angry that even though he took the bread, she still rushed into the kitchen to make something. And after that day, she was never late with the food again. One day, long after that, he came home and he could smell something burning. All he could smell was something burning from the kitchen. He rushed in to switch off the stove and found his wife in the kitchen, fast asleep. He got angry. He started tapping her. No response. No response. So he rushed her to the hospital. They told him that she was suffering from exhaustion and she was overworked. After they got home, because she needed to rest, this man took 2 days off so he could do her job in the house. Let me read you what he said that his day looked like for those 2 days. Let me read it to you. Quote, early in the morning, I quickly prepare food, make pap for our baby. She asked if I could bath the baby. I said yes. I undressed the baby, soak the clothes and bath for her. To dress her up, I don't even know the clothes to pick. She had to help out. Then she asked if I can feed the baby. I said yes. Feeding the baby is the most hardest work I've ever done in my life. I ran out of patience. I held her in my arms and I waited till she slept. Then I remembered the soaked clothes. I went to wash together with the ones used the previous day. The house needed arrangement and there was a pot with burned food that needed to be cleaned with other dishes. At this point, I was hungry and sweating. I had to postpone other things. I took my rest. While resting, I realized these little house chores, and he put little in quotes. He said, these little house chores were the everyday routine work to be done before my wife eventually has time for herself and her business. With all these, she'll have to get things in the market to prepare food. Then something came to my mind saying, If she continues this way, she will wear out and one day you'll receive a call that your wife is dead. That struck me. End quote. So I just read his own words. And you see, that story he shared on Twitter caused quite the conversation. Oh, people were angry. People were hailing him for sharing his story, learning his lesson. Others were saying, why did he have to get to the point where your wife was almost dying before you knew that you should help out around the house? After all, it's your house. You're not even helping out. You're just making sure that things are running smoothly in the house. How can you say you love your wife and you are not noticing that your wife is straining under the house chores? Now, I'm going to tell you how this man used the new knowledge that he had about his wife's experiences and workload. But first of all, I have questions. What do you think about his story? Could you relate to his story? Do you believe that a man's only real job is to make money and come back? Do you believe handling the domestic chores is a woman's job? What about situations where the woman also goes out and works to earn money for the family? Is it still fair for the husband to remove hand from the domestic work? 0700-993-993-993. How many wives are being worked to death in Lagos right now? Like, how many of you married men are only able to relax after you go to work? You know, relax at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. and listen to me on the show. How many? Because your wives are the ones who are washing clothes right now as you're listening to me. Or they're cooking dinner right now. Or they're taking care of the children. How many of the men who are about to call me right now are actually doing the work? How much of the work are you doing? 0700-993-993-993. I'm going to get a lot of calls, so everybody gets 2 minutes to make their point. Kayode Nikoyi is up first. Hello, Kayode.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Wanda, let me put it like this.
Okay.
I'm of the opinion that the husband and the wife cannot have a regular 9-to-5. I believe that there has to be a compromise. They have to arrange their life, not just around their work, but around the family. So someone has to give. The husband can give, the wife can give, but someone has to give. Because we're working not because we want to work or because we want to make a family. So you can't work and focus on work and let the family eventually suffer. So there has to be an understanding that will balance the lifestyle in such a way that they will both be fulfilled while they also have the family to fall back to. Because at the end of the day, that's where they're both coming back to. So because I know this thing is majorly about whether a woman should have a career or not, or the work a woman does at home. I don't want to use my case as an example, but really, let me give you an insight.
Okay, you have 30 seconds.
Okay. Of course, my wife is a graduate, but she doesn't like 9-to-5. And also, what I did, you do business. But do you know that a lot of times, the mom had an issue with it initially, in fact, probably up to now. Because she believed that she went to school because she wanted to work, because she wanted her to work. So that why would she stay at home and not work eventually after graduation?
Thank you for calling. We've got JD in Ikpaja on the line. Hello, JD. You've got 2 minutes. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon, Sandra. How you doing?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
You see, I had an experience when I was a teenager.
Okay.
An uncle of mine lost his wife and had to come in to help. And that experience gave me a different approach to house upkeep.
Okay.
And it has helped, and it's still helping me in my household.
Okay.
When I got married, my wife was a housewife. But I would never say because she's a housewife that I'll leave the house chores for her.
Okay.
I leave early in the morning when I come back, and I'm not too tired.
Mm-hmm.
I still get involved in cleaning, Washing plates is no big deal for me. I grew up doing that.
Okay.
Washing clothes, thank God for washing machine these days. That's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe you should leave your wife to those things. We sometimes tend to look at them as, nobody just to wash,
mm-hmm.
nobody just to do this. But mm-hmm. those things are tiring. Those things can kill you if you don't have enough rest. So mm-hmm. I would advise every man just to help when you are free.
Mm-hmm.
You might look at those things as small, but those women go through a lot, especially when children are involved. So I don't believe, I have to work, you have to stay in the house. No, no. Part of my work is to take care of my children as well.
Mm.
Part of my work is to have time for my children and my home. So it's no big deal for you as a man to sweep your house. After all, it's your home.
Mm.
So for me, mm-hmm. that young man has learned a huge lesson.
Okay.
And that's going to change his approach to how, he takes care of his family. And every man should do that. It's no big deal. It's just where just sometimes men can be egocentric. I'm the man of the house. What makes you a man of the house if you can't take care of your family? Part of taking care of your family is taking care of your home. Part of taking care of your home is to help your wife take care of the, of house chores as well. No big deal. Sometimes if she's tired, I will cook for the house. No big deal. She's my family. So why, for me, I don't think we should make, any big issue out of it. It's your home at the end of it. If you're doing it, you're not doing it for somebody outside.
JD, thank you very much for calling. Nelson in Ikeja, thank you for calling us. You've got 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Let me just start with this story about myself.
In 2 minutes. Can you tell it in 2 minutes?
Okay. I had this, I was in a relationship back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working and my girlfriend was also working.
Mm-hmm.
And we're staying together.
Mm-hmm.
So most times, whenever we close, the first call the other to say, okay, I'm on my way home, have you eaten and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go home and there are chores to do, we split it now. You do the dishes and the other person do the other thing. So one day she asked this question and she said, Nelson, if we get married tomorrow now, why would this change? And that actually struck me. My girlfriend, I could actually accept to do all these chores and we'll happily do it. We even argue sometimes, we make bets over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
Uh-huh.
Then you get married and something just changes. Your factory reset to, okay, this one is no longer your job. I think, naturally, I just believe these things are things that deep down in our hearts we know is the right thing to do.
Okay.
But probably this manly ego or this African manly ego, let me put you use the word African there.
Okay.
That kills us, that makes us believe now that we need to sit and rest. One OAP actually made a statement one day I was listening to, I can't remember her name now.
Okay.
She said back in those days,
mm-hmm.
like in the ancient times, mm-hmm. the men were the one going to the farm, working and all that. That's why the women were known as the ones in the house,
mm-hmm.
probably making, taking care of the family and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've come to a time now where both men and the woman go to the farm, mm-hmm. in quotes now,
mm-hmm.
go to the farm to make those money. Then why is it now that you still left the jobs that the women of the olden days were doing?
Mm-hmm.
You still left to the woman. But right now, every man will tell you, I want a working class lady. But remember, our forefathers never wanted working class ladies. They wanted a woman who could take care of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Only that was what they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They were ready to walk and walk.
Mm-hmm.
But right, every man wants a working class lady, but he doesn't want to be a house helping man. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for telling your story and giving some insights all in 2 minutes. If you just joined the show, Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Every Wednesday at 4, we bring you The Glass Ceiling. On The Glass Ceiling, we talk about the little barriers. Yeah, they seem very little, but they're not little in the grand scheme of things. They are invisible a lot of the time. And we talk about how these barriers hold women back. And today, I'm sharing, or I have shared, the story a man came on Twitter to share about his personal life. In that story, he said that he grew up believing that as a husband and as a father, all the man needed to do was work and provide for his family. And so he was a very hard worker And he believed that his wife's work, his wife's job, was to take care of everything that needed to be taken care of in the house. His wife had a business that she was running herself, but she had to also take care of everything that has to do with taking care of the house. And he told us how he got home a bit early one day, asked her to bring food, and she told him to wait because food wasn't ready, maybe eat bread. And he got angry because according to him, this had been happening a lot recently. So he was so angry that she noticed how angry he was. She had to quickly rush into the kitchen and make food, and that never happened again. The food was never late again. And long after that incident, he came home one day. Something was smelling in the kitchen like burned food. And he called out for her. Nobody answered. He rushed into the kitchen to switch off the stove and found her in the kitchen asleep. And he got angry, started tapping her. No response. And then he got afraid. And then he called for help and rushed her to the hospital, where they told him that his wife was suffering from exhaustion, that she was overworked. When they got home, the wife had to rest because that's what the doctors recommended. So he himself took 2 days off so that he could take care of the house and take care of her as well. And he said that while he was doing that, he realized that these little chores that were the everyday routine of the wife before having time for herself and her business were actually very tiring. He said that he saw that with all those little things plus her business, she still had to go to the market and come home and prepare food. And then he had a realization that if she continues this way, she will wear out, and one day he will receive a call that his wife is dead. And he said that struck him. Because in those 2 days, he had to bathe the baby, feed the baby, wash clothes the baby wore. He said feeding the baby alone was a lot of work. He had to soak clothes, wash them, arrange the house, do the dishes, clean up. And he hadn't even done half of these things. And he was hungry and sweating. And he had to postpone some things and rest. And while he was resting, that's when he realized that, oh, these little things are not so little after all. And so that's the first half of the conversation. And I'm asking you, Lagos, what you think about his story. I'm not the one who has the story. A man shared it on Twitter. Could you relate to that story? Do you believe that a man's only real job is to make money and come back? Do you believe handling the domestic chores is a woman's job? What about situations where the woman also goes out and works to earn money for the family? Is it still fair for the husband to remove hand from the domestic work? Who should be responsible for running the household? Emeka in Okota is on the line. Hello, Emeka.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You've got 2 minutes.
Yeah. You have anonymous Emeka.
Yes,
calling
welcome.
You from Okota.
You've got 2 minutes.
Yeah, you see, as you are there now, you are the president of the Heart Fact.
Mm-hmm.
It is assigned to you.
Mm-hmm.
Before a woman comes into a house, the man had been there, and probably the man must have been taking care of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a wicked act if you see that wife is loaded down with work, and you leave extra work for her. It's a wicked act. But in most cases, what is presented here is done out of rivalry between man and woman. And anything that is built on rivalry will not last. Between man and woman in a house, love should rule. A man should help the wife because of love. And a wife should do her own part in the family because of love. Not being built on rivalry to prove who is greater.
Okay. Oh, no. Sorry about that. Call back, Emeka, if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris? Chris, welcome. You've got 2 minutes. Whose responsibility is running the household?
I'll go start it. I think you don't dress up Tyra for today to fight, and you're saying that the men are responding.
And I'm just shocked. I'm like, where is the fight? I want to fight.
No fight now. So let me say this. Looking at the storyline you painted, the man is probably just newly married. And
No, he's actually an elderly man.
An elderly man, just one child. I think I had that kind of experience when I got married. That was like 15 years ago. I was the one that was bringing the money home. So I was always very upset when I come back home and the house was not properly kept, prime and proper. Because living as a bachelor, my house was prime and proper. Then when my first daughter came up, and then everything was always scattered, and I was coming back, I was quarrelsome and all that. But as time goes by, you now have to understand that you have to put these things in place and help the woman. So I think as modern day world, actually I like the topic, and you're really talking to people that are coming up. It will make people just have a rethink that this is a partnership thing. But the key part of it is that we should always pause as men to look and evaluate what we think that is a very minor thing. It would actually be a very big task. But let me end by saying this. The act of taking care of women, of kids. If you see a man that can do that, give him hand. Women have that grace. My wife juggles 3 kids. She leaves them for me for 1 hour. I'm exhausted and I'm dead, practically. But she manages these three kids and effectively runs her business and runs the family. So what do I have to do? Help out do the dishes, help out do the food, help out do the upkeep of the house. So it's a partnership thing. And then at the end of the day, both parties are happy. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm very uncomfortable with this help that we're calling it. Are you helping? It's your house. Because Chris just told me that when he was a bachelor, he was doing these chores. And when he was doing these chores as a bachelor, he didn't say, I'm helping myself. You're just doing chores. But when you talk about it as help your wife, when you color it as help your wife, you're inadvertently saying that it is her duty. So I'm just helping her. So you're inadvertently agreeing with my question today that it is the wife's responsibility to run the household. That's what I hear when I hear help the wife. We're about to take a very long break, but I'm going to ask you to just stay here, all right? Don't go away. It's about to be a very long break, but don't go away. Stay here, all right? Because this conversation is about to get even sweeter. Because I'm going to tell you what the man used, the new knowledge he learned about his wife's experiences and workload to do. I'll tell you what he did with it. But that's going to be after the break. So have to be here when the break ends. Anonymous says, Sandra, I need to rant about my husband. He wants me to do virtually all the chores in the house, and it is killing me. He only arranges water in the fridge and vacuums once in a while. He closes before me, yet he won't help with the chores in the house because his father never does any chores. I wish more mothers in this new dispensation will raise their sons to do more chores. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for sending your message in. But you see, even there, you still left the work for the mothers. You know, you're complaining about your husband not doing any of the work, but instead of seeing it as a let the parents, he said the mothers need to raise their sons. What are the fathers doing while the mothers are raising their sons? Because you see, that's where the problem is from. Because growing up, a lot of children see their fathers sitting down and watching ball while the mothers are doing all the work. And so they take that into their house, even though their mothers make the sons cook, make the sons clean, make the sons do everything. But it's monkey see, monkey do. What you see your parents doing is what you will do, not what you hear them saying. That's what that Bible verse means. Raise them in the way they should go. Let's take that break. We'll be right back.
Talk, news, and sports after this.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This part of the show is called...
This is a glass ceiling, a ceiling on Hard Facts.
And we're asking who should be responsible for running the household. Who should be responsible for running the household? 2 weeks ago, I brought you the story of the special assistant to Governor David Omahi, Emerald, who had to resign her job to save her marriage. And when we talked about it, some of you sympathized with her. Some of you said she should not have been made to resign. But some of you said she needs to make sure her home runs smoothly. So she did the right thing. And I remember that I kept asking, why couldn't the husband be the one running the house smoothly? And some of you said, that's not just the job of the husband. And then fast forward 3 weeks, this man shares his story on Twitter. And I told you that I'll tell you what he says happened to him after he realized that if his wife continued this way, she would wear out one day and he'll receive a call that his wife was dead. He says that... following that, I decided in my heart to be engaged in homeworks, and never will she be alone in the kitchen. We must make that food. I don't even need to wait for her. And I changed. Most times I start the cooking, and with all joy, anyone can see it through. The kitchen became lively more than the sitting room. If I'm not helping out, I'm gisting her. Division of labor makes work easier, faster, and enjoyable. The kitchen is another world entirely. If it is lively, then the home is unbreakable. I didn't just give her rest. I earned myself more respect and love. Oftentimes, it is said that a man needs a helpmate. But the truth is, the woman also needs a helpmate. End quote. That's how he concluded his story. So this couple clearly had a happy marriage. The husband realized that they were both supposed to work together as helpmates for each other. But some people ask, why did it take so long? Why did she have to come that close to dying? And guess what? There are many women who actually do die every year. They die from stress. They die from high blood pressure, from heart attacks, working outside, taking care of the house, taking care of the kids. Most men could never do both either. You heard the guy who called in and said, my wife juggles three children. She leaves the three children with me for 1 hour and I'm exhausted. And he says, oh, women just have grace. Do women have grace, or do women worry that if they don't do it, someone will tell them you're failing at your job? The same way, you know, men worry about if they cannot provide, someone will tell them you're an infidel. Do we put too much pressure on ourselves with these things? Why is it taught that so many men that if your wives are not suffering, it's not normal? Some even say women are better able to handle suffering than men. Well, let me tell you, that's not true. Me, I like enjoyment. God, I like enjoyment. Hey, I don't like suffering at all. I don't see me like this. I don't like suffering. Anything that will give me stress, go far away. Which is why my family members were surprised when I had to host Hard Facts. Because they were like, you? Hard Facts? You want to talk about Nigeria's problems? You like this? But yeah, that's the end of that story. Do you believe that chores and other household duties should be shared? Or do you think it's the primary responsibility of one person? Who is that one person? Who should be responsible for running the household? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Thank you for calling us. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm very happy that you picked my call. I was wondering, did this call enter or not? In fact, I'm a victim of what you are just talking about.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
when I got married newly, mm-hmm. I was doing the whole chores. Men are seeing it as pride to help their wife. Then I had miscarriage because of it.
Oh, wow.
I had 2 miscarriages.
I'm so sorry.
So when we packed out from that very place, when we went to another place, my husband started doing the chores. On his own, he just started doing the chores.
Hmm.
I want to remain anonymous. I didn't mention my name.
That's fine.
So at the time, he started doing house chores. Hmm. I was just surprised.
Hmm.
I'm in the shop right now. Before I get home, he would have prepared the food and said this. I'm telling you, Sandra.
Aww.
I had 2 miscarriages. The stress was much on me.
Hmm.
It's like I'm dying.
Oh.
That's fine. To God be the glory, he has realized that it's not only me that will be doing this thing. Before I get home now, the food will be ready. I'm telling you.
I'm happy for you, girl.
Thank
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Love you too. We've got a message from Fortune in Benin City who says, I believe it's teamwork. Marriage is for two. The love, the joy, the challenges is for two. Domestic work around the house shouldn't be left alone for the woman. Husbands should get involved, even if it's only weekend. It is something. Remember that she's your beloved wife, not your slave. Thank you for your message. And thanks for listening all the way from Benin City. We've got Martins from Surulere who says, I became a Lagosian today out of a distress call from my brother-in-law because my older sister, who happened to be his wife, was at the hospital. As at then, she was breastfeeding her last baby of about a month old. My sister almost died of stress because her hubby could hardly boil water. After that experience, I settled it within me that I'll be responsible by helping my wife out with anything. Only lazy and irresponsible men leave their wives to do everything in the home. I am married now, and I do house chores always. Marriage can work only if both parties take up responsibility, which is what is available and who is available to do it. This also applies to ladies, even helping out with the bills sometimes. Thanks. I actually believe that it's not helping out with the bills. Ladies should carry on the bills. Take on the bills, women. You have money. Bring out the money. Eh? Bring out the money. It's on your household. Bring it out. Spend it. Meanwhile, we're going to talk about money next week. I have a very interesting story to share with you next week, Wednesday. Henry in Lagos Island, welcome.
Yeah, well, hold on. Papa.
You're live on the show now. Go ahead.
I'm fine. So, the topic you brought up on Twitter, you know, it was debated back and forth on Twitter. And you see, everything boils down to mentality, yeah?
Okay.
Growing up, me in my own house, growing up, there was no man, there was no woman.
Okay.
So once you are 5 to 6 years, you know that you start washing plates in the kitchen. Once you clock 10, 11, you know that whether you're a man, you're a woman, you start washing car.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it transcended like that. Mm-hmm. So everybody knew that once you get to this age, you, unless death kills you, you must do this thing.
Unless death kills you.
You get? You know, watching you laugh hard like this on Facebook, I can see you. Please don't fall off your chair.
Sorry.
Don't fall off your chair, please.
All right, continue.
So, you know, and then for me, it put in some kind of consciousness into my head. Yeah?
Right.
That the responsibility of raising the home is of the father and of the mother.
Okay.
It is not a must that the man must pay the house rent forever.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay because, let me tell you, like growing up at the point, my dad lost his job.
Yeah.
But you don't even know. Because they were carrying it pari passu, as in together.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard that story, I said, I don't blame the man because it was the environment
he grew up in.
The function of the environment you grew up in.
Mm.
You cannot give what you don't have.
Mm.
So we need to reorientate ourselves, especially this, our generation coming up, that see, it is not, and you know, like the next day, and that story came out on Twitter of a man that traveled from Nigeria to Canada with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to do all those things. And when he found out that, it is not easy, it's not, you know, in Nigeria now, if your wife will not do it, either your sister, uncle, brother, somebody will come and, you know, something. But he said in Canada, it's not the same. If you must get it done, you and your wife have to plan it, even as little as moving furniture because it is damn expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start bringing all these things into our day-to-day life, because when you say only the man, men, women have not yet given their own story of when they found out that sometimes bills can be. So too many men have come to fight God of bills that their wife could have taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a two-way thing. If the man must not be the provider all the time, it is not even in the Bible.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the man must not be the provider. Both of you can be providers, but everybody should know where one starts and where one ends. And to make a last reference to that, the case of the man that lied, the man in IAB, is that. See, if you look back at the story, the husband has been the one providing for her. Then she gets an appointment and steps up.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, things can't change overnight. Me and you know that one. The man is not going to leave his job or leave the responsibility he has handled for the past 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 years, as the case may be, because he got an appointment that will last for 2 or 3 years. So for me, it does not matter. It's all about understanding between the husband and the wife.
All right.
I can leave my job for my wife if there is no understanding. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Henry, for calling us. All right, Lagos, let me go to WhatsApp. We have a lot of messages on WhatsApp. Lawrence from Ikorodu says, as I speak, I'm in the kitchen boiling rice and making delicious stew. Kai, now I'm hungry. I didn't go to work today, but my darling wife did, and she won't be back until evening. So should I wait for her to return? No. The man should just fill in the gap in some aspects to avoid sapping out our wives. Me, I can't be a widower. Lawrence, thank you for your message. I'm very surprised by the messages I'm getting today. What is going on? Where are my usual people? We've got another message here. To do house chores should not be left for the woman. It's for both parties because we married for love and companionship. My husband always helps me with most of the house chores whenever he's around. Thank you for your message. Another one here. Thanks a lot for this. It's very simple. Most of the men or some of the men find it very difficult to do house chores. This should not be so. If you truly love your wife, you should be able to do the house chores in your home. It's not her home. It's the home of both of you. Like myself, despite my work, I still find time to do house chores in my house, like washing the clothes, my clothes, her clothes, that of our baby girl. I arrange the house, etc., etc. The responsibility should be shared between the husband and the wife. The man should be able to do or take up any domestic responsibility, and it should be done in the spirit of love. The Lord will bless our families in Jesus' name. Speaking of that, do you think perhaps if the counseling that is given to couples during marriage counseling before they get married, do you think perhaps if the messages that were shared on the pulpit, the messages that were shared during this counseling were geared towards do the work together? You know, so pay the bills together, pay the rent together, pay the what's it called now? Pay the school fees together, do the house chores together. Do you think if messages like that were focused on in maybe Sunday school, maybe marriage counseling classes before the couple gets married, do you think if we had more of those messages, we would have less of these men who do not do house chores in their own house? Do you think that could be one of the ways to solve this problem? 0700-993-993-993. Sandra, I'm enjoying your show. All these men calling, claiming they're helping out at home. To be sincere, most of them are not. Oh, it is well. That's a message from Chioma in Ikorodu. Chioma, thank you very much for your message. If women do house chores, does it make them less human? Now waiting, they worry women. Sandra, now waiting. Must a man do house chores? I know, say, now your husband, they do all the housework. Well, he doesn't do all, but he does a lot of it, and I do the rest. We've got more messages here on WhatsApp. Andy says, I worked over 15 years when we had accommodation problem, and my wife had her shop on the same property. Andy, I'm going to come back to this message. I have Rita in Festac on the line. Hello, Rita. Rita is not there anymore. All right, but Andy says that he worked over 15 years when we had accommodation problem and my wife had her shop on the same property, so we sat together, had an arrangement for me to resign because my salary alone cannot take care of my family and I'd already developed health issues. So I resigned and we got another apartment and a shop where she continued her fashion business. This is about 2 years now, though I'm unable to secure another job, we still managed to go by. And I take care of the home before and now because her type of work breaks her down. I grew up to cook and take care of the house, so it's been like a normal routine for me. Andy, thank you very much for your message. This is very progressive. I've got another message here from Tosin Oyedele. Tosin says, as for us, there are no rules on who does what. Either of us pays the NEPA bill, him more than me. Whoever is available does the washing. We have a machine. He's self-employed. I'm in 9 to 5, so he does more. Whoever has the funds does the monthly shopping. He clothes shops for myself and the kids. He's quite a family shopaholic. Understanding is key and paramount. Tosin, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, I grew up watching my mother overwork herself with house chores and her business. She looked so old and always tired. All the stress later affected her health and she died in 2019. My dad never did any house chores. I have vowed to never let my wife experience such because I know how stressful house chores can be. Thank you for your message. This is a function of how both were raised. Understanding matters a lot when it comes to who does what, Mr. V in Shomulu says. And how people were raised point is very important. Because in my house, growing up, my father did the chores. My father is a chief. My father is an Igbo chief. And he was doing chores in the house, you know, doing cooking. I prepared his food over my mother's food. But that's my cue to take a break, really. We'll have to continue this conversation next week because I'm enjoying it. Don't go away.